This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hey traders, in today's episode, we're going to talk about becoming a more efficient trader, especially during the learning process, how to dedicate specific times to specific tasks. Hey traders, Akil Stokes here. Welcome back to another episode of the Trading Coach Podcast. Two apologies in advance. One, the voice is a little bit off today, so if I don't seem like my normal energetic self, it's because I'm trying to save it so I can actually get through this episode. Two, it's bedtime here in the Stokes household, so if you hear any thumping or bumping or screaming or yelling, it is my wife attempting to put two kids to sleep, which each and every night is an adventure. But I wanted to come in today and really follow up on another podcast that I recorded this morning, and hopefully I have the sense enough to kind of put these out back to back. But I'm getting to, I've been thinking a lot about efficiency. I've been doing a lot of planning today, right? I'm at the point in my year where kind of the busy session has ended. My track and field season is over and we're going into the summer. And the summer means I have more hours. Trading typically takes less time because the markets aren't as active. And it gives me a little bit more time to concentrate on other aspects of my life. So my other business, obviously becoming a better father and husband, but also kind of my personal trading, right? Typically, the bulk of the year is spent with me working with new and aspiring traders and helping them work through their problems. And I'm very invested in what I do for professional and personal reasons. And that takes up a lot of my time. So kind of working on myself and kind of the things I want to do gets put to the side. And you know, it's just typically how it is. I'm not complaining about it. That's just part of the business, right? We all do that with different aspects of our life. Some of us sacrifice dreams when we have families because, you know, we just can't do what we want to do. But as this summer period, about 3-month period, opens up, I really want to spend some time focusing on my own trading because there's been a lot of ideas that I've had over the last couple of years, and they're noted down in one of my many notebooks. I just haven't had a chance to follow through with them, and it's kind of like an itch you can't scratch, right? It's there, it's tingling, and I want the answer. I don't really care if it works or doesn't work. I want to go after it and know because I'm still looking to fill a very important void in my trading. So I was doing some brainstorming this weekend as I get ready to approach my first week of this kind of new time freedom type of period. And I was thinking about organization, right? How do I want to organize my day? Because for me, I'm a very organized yet unorganized person, meaning I get a lot of stuff done. But when I'm not organized, I'm not very efficient. And something that I've worked very, very hard on over the years is becoming more organized, becoming more efficient. And it's, you know, it's 10x the amount of work that I get done, right? Typically, I may have a task that takes me 2 hours, right? Because I spend 15 minutes doing it, 15 minutes sidetracked, 15 minutes doing it, 15 minutes on another task because I get sidetracked, right? That shiny thing, ooh, squirrel syndrome. But when I become more efficient, and many of you guys have heard the Pomodoro Technique podcast that I do, I've really chopped down the amount of time that it takes me to do each task. Believe it or not, when you're focused, you can do things quicker, which allows me to complete more tasks. So I was looking at how I want to organize my day and how I want to throw things into different categories. For example, when I look at my to-do list, there's a massive amount on my to-do list, but it's all categorized. So there may be a trading section. There may be a trading business section. There may be a coaching section, right? And within each of those tabs, there's smaller tasks that I want to do. And I may dedicate I want to dedicate an hour to this section and then boom, 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 an hour to that section. And this is a concept that really, you know, goes back to my athletic days, right? I played football as well as track and field I played all of the sports up till college. And at college, I played football and ran track and field. And one of the biggest things at football practice that I noticed is that it was very organized, right? There was literally a clock in the middle of the field and there was a buzzer and it was a countdown clock. And it would count down whatever minutes it was. When that buzzer went off, boom, you had to go to your next section. So we're on one part of the field doing, ball drills, and it goes off, boom, we run to another part, we're doing blocking drills. Buzzer goes off, boom, we're running with the first team offense to, go over plays, right? We're very organized, we're very efficient. There's zero wasted time. And that's what I love so much about the Pomodoro technique, when I learned about it, is because you're giving yourself a timer to be efficient, right? You're giving yourself a 25-minute period or whatever you want to make it. I just use the default 25 minutes. A 25-minute period to be efficient. You get a 5-minute water break or 15-minute break. For me, it's a eat break or play with the kid break or sometimes a yoga push-up break, something depending on who's around and what I'm doing. And then you have another 25-minute period and you can get a lot done. And this is a concept, and again, I advise all of you use in your everyday life as far as completing your to-do list, but this is something you also may want to think about for learning how to trade. One of the most common questions that we get from traders on the platform is, how should I go about the learning process, right? Understanding that if you're unfamiliar with our platform, I'll give you kind of an idea. There are What are there now? We started with 6 main courses. I think there's 8 now. There's 8 main courses to take. Within those courses, there are like little sub-courses, subsections. And then there's live rooms, accountability sessions, Q&A sessions, right? There's a whole bunch of supportive stuff that you can do as well. So there's a massive amount of information on our platform. And it's very easy to become overwhelmed and not overwhelmed by your lost, right? We lay out things in a very specific order. If you follow the courses, how they're laid out and the subsections, how they're laid out, you're going to learn step by step the right way. But there's so much to do. And it's like, especially newer traders coming in, that you're a kid in a candy shop, you want to do everything. And for most people, there's just not a lot of time, right? You got to think about it like this, right? This past year, 2020, was a little bit different because people had a massive amount of time on their hand. And it's no surprise that we saw a lot more traders become successful because they had more time, or at a quicker rate because they had more time to focus. But in a normal environment, most of the traders that we work with are working full time, right? They have a normal 9-to-5, right? Many of them are at the age where they have children as well. I just spoke to one of our traders on the platform, Mona, and she was talking about how difficult it is working, being a mom and raising a young daughter, I believe it is. Apologies, Mona, I forgot. I think it was a daughter. And learning how to trade. And the thing is, you have to be efficient with how much time you can dedicate. And the first step is thinking about that, right? Marking out your schedule, literally writing down your schedule from whenever you wake up, or I guess whenever the earliest time that you can wake up is. For me, that's like 5 o'clock in the morning till whenever you need to go to bed. For me, that's 10 o'clock at night, right? Writing it down hour by hour. I actually have one of those big old printout calendars that I do it in, right? Hour by hour, what are you doing? And blocking that time off. And then seeing what time left you have available. Now, with that time left available, you do have to live your normal life, right? You have to put in your de-stressors, right? So you have to, and this is just my opinion, obviously, you have to put in a block for family time, right? You just can't neglect your family because you may become a good trader, but then you'll lose your family, which is probably, the point of becoming a trader is so you can spend more time with your family, and that defeats the purpose, right? So you got to block out family time. You got to block out kind of leisure time, right? If you run yourself into the ground, and I've been there, you're going to burn out. And when you burn out, two things are going to happen, right? One, you're going to become much less efficient with how you're learning and the concepts that you're taking in, right? Because you're so stressed out that you're not, you think you're learning, but you're just doing busy work. You're not really taking it in. And also you're going to become a bad person, right? Typically people that get burnt out, they just become angry. They become mean. And again, you destroy relationships. You got to put that leisure time in there, whether it's, you know, watching a movie, whether it's playing a video game, whether it's going to the weight room, riding a bike, whatever that period is. It could be reading a book is one, listening to music, you know, whatever it is, your leisure period, put it in there. And you do all this stuff, and it could be other stuff. It could be, you know, needed chores. Like if you have to go grocery shopping, or you have to do this, you have to do that, blah, 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 blah. And the point is you want to figure out on average, you know, either day or per week, how much time can you dedicate to the task of trading? Now, let's say you're someone that has a very busy schedule. All you can invest is 1 hour a day during the week. And maybe you can up that to 2 hours during the weekend, right? And that's not a bad thing, right? You heard my story. When I first started trading, I dedicated 12 hours a day to trading because I was a loser and had nothing better to do. I quit 3 jobs like an idiot and, you know, I was unemployed, you know, so, you know, what better to do than, you know, become Grindosaurus Rex and really go after your dreams. But that's not the reality for everyone. So 1 hour a day could be enough, right? I know it sounds like a little bit of time. 1 hour a day could be enough if you're very productive and if you're very efficient. So now you want to take that 1 hour a day or whatever that time is, we're just using 1 hour as an example, and you want to be very deliberate with how you use it, and you want to plan it in advance. Just as I spoke before about on the football team where we spent 15 minutes doing ball drills, 15 minutes doing blocking drills, 15 minutes doing run throughs, right? You need to understand that, you know, there's no kind of one concept in trading. There are different specific tasks that you have to work on, right? I had a friend, deviating from the topic a little bit, I had a friend, this is before professional gaming was cool, this is back when I graduated high school, who became a professional gamer. And you know, we used to play video games all the time. And I'm like, you know, and this is, again, this is before, this is back in 03, 02, when I graduated high school, when professional gaming wasn't a thing. So I'm like, professional gamer, would you just wake up and play video games? Like I'm in college and I do that, right? You know, that's no big deal. And remember he schooled me. He broke it down to me. He said, no, Kiel, I take this very seriously. Like he's like, he wakes up a certain time in the morning. He does physical fitness because he needs endurance. He does kind of a yoga type meditation thing for mindset focusness. And then each day he breaks down, he played Madden football. So he breaks down each specific task, right? You know, you spend an hour working on defensive plays, an hour working on offensive sets, an hour doing special teams, right? An hour just working on passing, an hour just working on running, right? He was extremely deliberate in what he was doing. And of course I laughed at him because I was young and immature and had, you know, just sounded stupid. I thought you load up the game and play. And he ended up getting a sponsorship because he was really, really good. And that's when it started making sense. When that money started coming in, I was like, oh, okay. this is really your thing. And he made a living off of being a professional gamer, which is pretty cool. And trading is no different, right? You're learning a lot of concepts and there are a lot of things on the platform. You need to be very deliberate with how you break it down. What are you going to do with your hour, right? So let's, you know, just using this as an example, say Monday. Monday, you're going to break your hour into two segments, right? You're going to have two 25-minute segments with a 10-minute break in between. You're going to spend 25 minutes going through a single training course, right? A single trading lesson. And training lessons, for the most part on the platform, we try to keep them under 25 minutes, definitely under 30 minutes, just because we know the attention span, you know, people tend to, right, drool and collapse, you know, after too long. So we try to keep them short and sweet. So let's say you spend 25 minutes on watching a training video. And then after each and every training video, right, we're telling you, hey, do some action items. So that means, you know, don't just watch the video and move on to the next one. Watch the video. I want you to hop into the charts and, you know, find this many examples. And let's use like 10 examples of each, right? So watch the video, 25 minutes. Take your 10-minute break to kind of refresh, get some food, hit the ladies or men's room, whatever you got to do. Come back for the next 25-minute segment and do your practical application, right? do the action items, take what we told you to focus on from whatever that training lesson was, and now start trying to actively find it in the market. So training yourself, getting those reps in, so you're really learning it, right? A lot of people think that you can learn just off of watching a video or watching a YouTube channel. That's false. You have to practically apply it. That's very important. So, and if you do that right away, it's going to stick. If you learn something and then automatically just, or right away, just go ahead and try it out and start finding it, it's going to stick a lot better. So maybe that's day one. Maybe day two, you decide to do the same thing, or maybe day two, you decide, hey, I'm going to take this practical application to the next level. I'm going to watch either, you know, if you can join live, obviously a live room with Jason Grayson or myself, or I'm going to watch a recording of the live room, right? Because we're trading, we're live trading the same concepts that we're teaching you. So you learn something, you practically apply it, you're focused on a single concept, and then you're going to watch a recording of a live room. Maybe on day two, you're going to spend your hour doing that. Just focusing on, hey, is Akil or Jason going to talk about one of the things that I'm learning about right now? Then maybe day three, you split it up again. You go back, you rewatch the training video and just to kind of make sure you didn't miss anything. And then you practically apply it again and you find some more stuff, right? And then as you evolve, this can go, you know, you can dedicate these times to strategy development. You can dedicate 25 minutes to back testing. You can dedicate 25 minutes to continued education if you're live trading and you're already trading something and you're working on learning something else, right? There's endless ways you can do it, and it's going to vary depending on where you're at in your trading stage. But the point is, you're purposeful, you're deliberate, you're organized at how you're setting up your education. You're just not going into the, you know, you're not logging on your computer and being like, ooh, I'm going to do something today, and before you know it, your hour is gone, right? That hour, whatever that time is, it needs to be precious, right? Because time is everything. Time is very important, and by going through that list from 5 o'clock to 10 o'clock and blocking those periods off, you should be able to tell how important that time is, because most of it is going to be consumed by something else. It's very hard to find that small slither of time that you can dedicate to yourself, especially if you're someone with, you know, a job and a family and kids and stuff like that, right? So set it up at the beginning of the week, right? Each Sunday, that's when I do my overall analysis for the market. Each Sunday, right? Look at your calendar and decide, what am I going to do this week? Monday, I'm going to take Monday's hour and do this. Tuesday's hour and do this. Wednesday's hour and do that. Thursday's hour and do that, right? And it may change, right? Maybe a concept isn't sticking the way you thought. Instead of watching the Friday accountability session, you want to dedicate another hour to reviewing something again. That's fine. But the point is, each and every day, when you get to the point where, hey, this is my dedicated trading training time, you're purposeful, you're deliberate, you know exactly what you want to do, you're efficient in doing it, and that's going to be the most efficient way you can learn. Trust me. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the episode. If you're interested in learning more about our educational services, make sure you check out www.tier1trading.com. I recommend checking out the free webinar and also taking us up on our offer for that 14-day trial membership. See you on the platform.